Okay, good morning. Not peaceful, thank you, Medrash. Fascinating Indian that is crushing ice on Shabbos or cooling drinks by putting in an ice cube. And with the hot weather that we've had, I had the opportunity to look into the Indian. It's absolutely fascinating. I have probably more material than we can cover within the time. So if you have questions, I'd be grateful if you could leave those till the end. Let's start with the basics. The basics comes from the melacha of Disha. Disha is threshing. So threshing was a process that was done in order to extract the grain from the chaff. Animals used to trample on the grain and thereby extract the process of extraction in order to achieve and get out from what is currently not usable. The chaff within the grain in the chaff is not usable. It has to be extracted in order to be able to then use it. That is a process of extraction, usually done in the field in bulk. And if it wasn't done, then the grain would rot and you'd lose the benefit of the grain. That's the melacha of Disha. A toldah of Disha is mefarik. Mefarik is squeezing the liquid out of fruit. The ifah d'oraisa of squeezing olives and it is restricted to zeitim v'anovim, so olives and grapes. To extract the liquid and the wine and oil from the olives and grapes is the melacha d'oraisa. Interestingly, that only applies to zeitim v'anovim, but not to any other liquid. And that needs a little bit of an explanation, because the actual process that you're doing is the same. The actual mindset that you're doing is the same. You're squeezing out the orange and you get the liquid from the orange. What's an afkamina between that and squeezing out the olives and the grapes in order to in order to get out the wine or the oil? Now, having understood that the melacha of Disha is in order to extract that which is currently not usable, bringing the product that you have to its fruition, to its taklis, that is really the essence of the melacha. The Torah says in Parshas Korach, Kochelev Dogon Kochelev Yitzor Kochelev Tirosh V'Dogon Reishiso Masha Yitnu L'Hashem L'Chol Nesatim. It's talking about Truma. Truma, the Torah says, Kochelev Yitzor, the product, the fat, the benefit of the olive and the benefit of the wine, that is what is considered to be truma. So here we have a pasuk in the Torah that says that when it comes to zeitim and anovim, the liquid that comes out of the zeitim and anovim is truma, to the extent that there's a din that you're not allowed to misuse truma, you're not allowed to eat truma, you're not allowed to do anything with truma that is not the ultimate use of that product. And the Mishnah discusses, the machlokes in the Mishnah, whether if you extract the zeitim and the wine and the olives, the wine and the oil from zeitim v'anovim, have you used truma according to the best of its ability? And the Mishnah says yes. The discussion in the Mishnah is relevant to other products. Other products, where you extract the liquid from other products, there the Mishnah says, and that's how we paskin, is a misuse of truma. So you see that by extracting liquids from other products, you've not brought that product to fruition, you've not used it for its taklis, you've misused it. So you see that extracting liquids is not the taklis. And that's the Aruch HaShulchan uses that explanation, Mishnayot and Truma and this process, to explain why the ifah d'oraisa only applies to zeitim v'anovim. Brought down Shulchan Aruch that zeitim and anovim is also the tochton, and Mr. Brook explains that it's a chiyuv, it's nisa d'oraisa, and it's forbidden to do so on Shabbos. Other product, other liquids, it's nisa d'rabbon. And there's two categories. There's a category where it's normal to squeeze out those fruits, and other fruits which is not normal. And I don't want to go into that now, but according to the way the Ramah learns, it comes out that today most fruits and vegetables that actually we extract the liquid from those fruits and vegetables, it would come out that being nisa d'rabbanan, according to the Ramah. Okay. In addition to that, there is another din, and that is din that if the liquid oozes out by itself, you didn't squeeze it, but it oozes out by itself, then where in connection with zeitim v'anovim, where there's an issa d'oraisa to squeeze them, if the liquid oozes out by itself, it's an issa d'rabbanan, because chazal was choshesh that if you enjoy the wine, you may come to then actually extract it from the grape, and you come to the Nisadaraisa. So Chazal made a kazir. Where it comes to the Rabbona level, those fruits and vegetables were categorized in the Shulchan Aruch as tutim v'rimoinim, because it was normal to squeeze out berries and those type of things. There's a difference. If the berries were destined for squeezing, then if the liquid oozes out by itself, you may come to then squeeze the berries that you have. That is why you brought them home. You brought them in order to squeeze them. So there, Chazal made a gezeira that the liquid that comes out, the juice that comes out of Tzitzim v'Rimonim, is also forbidden. However, if you brought home those berries because you wanted to eat them, then the halacha is that if the liquid oozes out by itself, then there's no chashash that just because you would drink it, you would come then to squeeze out the Tzitzim v'Rimonim. And even if you did, it would only be nisidrabo, no? So Chazal weren't chashash that far. That's the halacha in Siman Shinchot, Sif Aleph. Now there is another din, and the other din is that even when it comes to squeezing zeisim and anovim, even when it comes to squeezing zeisim and anovim, which is nisa deraisa, if you squeeze those into an oichel, then it's not only are you not chayev, but it's mutter. And the explanation there is that since the whole iser is based on disho, which is a process of an extraction in order to bring out the best in the product, if you don't achieve that, you don't extract the liquid, and it retains its status as an oichel. It was an oichel in the grape, and it retains its status as an oichel in the food that you squeeze it into. It's not forbidden at all, and in fact, it's mutter. However, if you squeeze it into liquid, then you have done it. It's a deraisa which comes to zeis and mana nothing. Okay, one more background halacha, and that is that if the liquid of zeisim and anovim oozes out by itself into liquid, here the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a din of bittul. This is in the second Ma'amokam there, number 2, Siman Shinchot Sif Beis. There the Mechaber paskens that if wine oozed out from grapes by itself on Shabbos into a barrel containing wine, Mutar l'shtos b'Shabbos, you're allowed to drink that wine on Shabbos. Why? Because the wine is misbatel b'yayin shabbidit. It's bottle. What does it mean, bottle? Says the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkot and Yudalet. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it's bottle. It means bottle b'shishim. We're talking about a situation where you have a shishim, 60 times more wine in the barrel than the amount of wine that oozed out from the grape, and it's bottle. If there wouldn't be shishim, it's clear that it would not be bottled and it would be forbidden to drink all the wine. And then the Mishnah Berurah asked another question, what about Dovah Sheshle Matirin? Dovah Sheshle Matirin is the halacha that if something would become mutter after Shabbos, we do not apply the rules of bittul to allow it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that since the liquid that oozed out from the grape never had the status of an independent itter before it oozed out into the barrel, so you never saw the liquid on its own independently before it oozed out into the barrel. There we do not apply the rule of Dovah Sheshle Matirin. Dovah Sheshle Matirin only applies where we have an Issa, but if the Issa was created in this situation, we don't apply the rule of Dovah Sheshle Matirin. Again, you see that we're talking clearly about a question of bittul. Okay, that's as far as background. Gemara says then in Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph on the base, the very last line in the fourth parak in Shabbos. Gemara says like this: Ein merazkin, the third man, Mokum, Ein merazkin, lo et hasheleng, v'lo et haborod, b'Shabbos, b'shvil sheyuzu v'menimo. You're not allowed to crush snow or ice in order that the water should flow. Avon noisen hu l'toich hakois, boi l'toich hakaro. But you may put the snow or the ice into a kois, into a cup, or into a plate, the ein choshesh, and you don't have to be concerned at all. What does it mean? Noisen ulatecha kois. You have a kois, and Rashi explains this in the Maromokum 5. There, the last line now. Noisen ulatecha kois shall yayin b'moitzachamo kadei letane. You've got a cup of wine. It's a very hot day. You want to cool the wine. you're allowed to put the ice into the cup of wine, the alpha pish any moach melach, although the ice cube will dissolve by itself, the en choshesh, and there's no problem whatsoever. However, you're not allowed to crush it. You're not allowed to physically crush it, and that's the Rashi at the beginning of Emaraz kin meshabrin lechatichos datos. You're not allowed to physically break the ice. That's the Gemara. Okay. Now, why not? To automatically assume that this comes under the gazera of liquids that ooze out of fruit is quite a chiddush, quite a jump. What do you have? You don't have any fruit. You don't have. You just have water, basically. To suggest that this is automatically included without any new gazeras is a little bit of a stretch of the imagination. Furthermore, the halachos that we saw in connection with liquid that oozes out by itself do not seem to be applicable here. What do we see? We saw one halacha that if the wine oozes out by itself, there's a question of bichl. In this halacha, in this Gemara, it doesn't say that there's a question of bichl. It doesn't say anything how much you need. The Gemara says, "Avon noisin letzer hakoyis, the alfati sheni moach meilav, the ein achoshes." There's no concern whatsoever. So, if it comes down to the gazer of mashkim shazov with the liquid that came out by itself, we see that there are different parameters in this halacha. So that would suggest that this is not the halacha of mashkim shazov. So, what is it? Why should it be forbidden? Says the Rashba. This is the Maramokan of 5. Velinira says the Rashba. In 4, sorry. Velinira. That it does come under the category of gazer of schita of mashkim shazov, of peiris of oimdim le mashkim. Just like we saw that the fruits which were destined for drinking, if the liquid comes out by itself, the liquid is forbidden. This has similar properties, not exactly the same. The ice cube, the ice that you have, will, by default, dissolve. It is true that it is basically water, and everybody knows it's water, and nobody's going to suggest that it's exactly the same as mushroom shizobu. But it does have similar properties. So therefore there was, the way I understand what the Rashi was saying, another gazera comes out, not exactly the same gazera, but basically you are doing the same action. You are if you're crushing the ice in order to get out the water, that is similar to crushing fruit in order to extract the liquid. And true, it's not an itadaraisa, but nevertheless, Chazal were cautious that in order that you shouldn't come to squeeze out fruit, that we will forbid the actual crushing of the ice and limit the gezeira just to that. All the other dinim that are applicable to the gezeira do not apply to this case. So therefore, that we don't have to worry about bittel. And noisnu l'tzeh hakoyis, you can put it into the cup of wine and it will dissolve. We don't have to worry about bittel. So ein choshesh. So it's an extension, if you like, of the gezeira of mashkim shazov, but it's not exactly the same gezeira. So that's how the Rashba learns. The Rashba learns that the Issa in the Gemara of Ein Merazkin Leis Hashelet Leis Habor is to physically crush the ice in order to extract the water, in order that the water should flow, that you should be able to drink the water. But Leis Nelotech HaKois or Lotech HaKar can leave it by itself and dissolve by itself, and there's no problem. Okay. What about crushing it? And this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Tes. That is the Ma'al Mokam 6. That's brought down that you're not allowed to do this. Now, it doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch whether you can actually, let's say, crush the ice in the water. That it doesn't say. It says that you may not physically crush it. And if you may put it into the cup of wine, but it doesn't say that whether you can crush it in the cup of wine, nor does it say, can you allow the ice to dissolve by itself, not in a cup of water. Just to have an ice cube in a cup, no liquid in that, it doesn't say clearly in the Gemara what the halacha is. Okay. Let's come back to that. There is another shitta in Okay. There is another shita, and that's Rashi himself. We just quoted the Rashba. Let's see what Rashi himself says. This is in Gemara Makom 5. Rashi says as follows: Ein Maraskin, we said that Kedei sheyuzuv meimo. Rashi says, hey, what's the reason? Mishum dekam moilid b'Shabbos. V'domi lemelocha sheboira hamayim o'elu. Rashi doesn't say that this is a gezeira of mashkim shezavu and a gezeira of chitas peiros. We've explained it's not similar at all to that gezeira. It's a new halacha. It's a new halacha dekam moilid b'Shabbos. You are creating something new that you did not have before on Shabbos. V'domi lemelocha. It's similar to a melocha. Rashi doesn't say which melocha. Perhaps the explanation is it's similar in general to melacha. What are the prohibitions of Shabbos? The Isurim are in order to create something. That's the prohibitions of all the melachas. The Shulchan Aruch Shittim explains that Rashi means a drabonon of a melacha of Makabah Patish, that just like in Makabah Patish you have completed something, you've created something new with a final blow, so too this comes under that category. But whatever the background, the source, the reason is because the Kamoel B'Shabbos, you've created something new. And it has nothing to do with the Issa of Mashkim Shezov. Okay, so are there any differences between Rashi's Pshat and the Rashba's Pshat? The Rashba said that the problem was the physical extraction, similar to the Gezeirah of Shechita, and Rashi's learning that it's a problem of Moilim, the Kamoel B'Shabbos. Now, according to Rashi, we have to explain the Gemara that nos nu l'toch ha-kois, that you may put the liquid into the kois. Why is that? Aren't you being moiled b'Shabbos? So here we have the chiddush in Rashi, which comes in other melachos as well, that in when it comes to noilad, when it comes to this rabbanon of noilad, if it was created in a tarugus, so it never was independent, it was created in the liquid, so there we don't apply the halakha of moilid, and it's mutter. The Tzitz Eliezer uses this Rashi to explain one reason why, you know, in the discussions of electricity and on Yom Tov, why every moment that a light is burning, a light, that we don't say that there's a problem of moilid, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, where perhaps electricity was created by Yidden on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And so he explains that since you can't recognize, it's not recognizable that the electricity was created, because it's all part of an ongoing process, it doesn't come under the category of Noilad, and he uses this Rashi as his support. So you see that something that was created in a Tarugus which doesn't stand out independently is no problem of Moilid, and that's why the Gemara explains Avonos Nulutur Chakos. Okay, what about physically crushing it in the water? And also the other aspect was, what about standing it alone in the kois without any liquid? So according to Rashi, it would seem that since you've not done anything, you've not the problem is actually creating something by standing in the kois, you've got no problem, you haven't done anything. Perhaps, though you may not crush it where there's liquid in the kois already, perhaps you may not crush it because here you are doing something physical. Okay. Let's see the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says like this. This is Shulchan Aruch Siftes, number 6. Hashaleng v'aborod ein maraskin oisam, you may not crush them. Dehanda l'shabrim l'chatiches darkes k'dei sheyuzu v'meimo, which is that's basically a quote from the Gemara. You may put it into a cup of liquid. Add the Shulchan Aruch. Similarly, if it's left to stand in the sun or Keneged Amadura, which is close to a fire, and therefore it dissolves by itself, it's mutter, you may use the liquid. Again, according to a Rashi, you can understand that you've not done anything. Similarly, according to the Rashba, the problem is the gezeira of Shechita. You see here that where you have not done anything and you've left it stand by itself, there is no problem and it's mutter. Let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Daled, where there the Mishnah Berurah says, what is the reason why by noisin atzeh hakoyis and it's nimuach me'elov that it's permitted? Says the Mishnah Berurah, kivan de le'ovid ma'aseh b'yodayim lo'i gozru. Since you did not do anything physical, therefore Chazal didn't make the gezeirah. That would imply that you may not stir it in the koyis, because there you are doing a ma'aseh b'yodayim. Comes along the Yesh Matirin, which is the quote from the Tisesta, Afilu l'rasek b'yodayim l'toch ha'koyis, that it's forbidden even to crush it within the koyis. Vatam, the kimish and his arid, the mashe, but toch ha'koyis v'ein aben lo'y goz rabbe klav. Chazal did not make the gazera where again the liquid does not stand independently, and the toch ha'koyis is must even to do a physical action. So here we have two shittas. There's the first opinion came with Ovid Masa B'yodayim Lo'i Gozru, and then there's the Yesh Matirin, and it doesn't seem here that the Mishnah Berurah sides with either opinion. It just says, just brings both opinions. Okay. There is a third opinion, and the third opinion is the opinion of the Sefer Truma. Sefer Truma is in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, which is brought down by all the Rishonim. Sefer Truma comes out with a chiddush in this issa. Sefer Truma says that the reason why you're not allowed to crush ice on Shabbos, he says, is because it's asur mishenoilas. Now the Rishonim bring down the Sefer Truma in various different ways. There's three different ways to actually understand the Sefer Truma. I'm going to use the way the Ran quote the Sefer Truma and the Rashba, and that's how the Ramah understands the Sefer Truma, so we'll go with that. But there are other explanations. The Ran says explicitly, and there's a quote there from the Ran in number 8, that the reason why you're not allowed to crush ice on Shabbos is because of Noilad and Mukta. Not like Rashi says, because there's a prohibition of physically creating the water, but it's a problem of Noilad. You didn't have the water here before Shabbos. It dissolved on Shabbos. It's a problem of Mukta. So it's got nothing to do with the Gezeira of Shechita. It's got nothing to do with actually physically creating it. But it's happened to come about, happened to develop on Shabbos, as it were, or Yonta. And that's a problem of Mukta. Strange why it's brought down in this siman then. And it's because of that the Rambam brings down this halacha, and he brings it down together with the gezeira of the Shechita, and the Magen Mishnah says, you see from the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't learn that the reason is like the Sefer Truma, because it's brought down in the halachas of Shechita. But nevertheless, that's the opinion of the Sefer Truma, and he says therefore there's an extension here, but this doesn't only apply then to dissolving water, doesn't to ice. It applies to other things as well. Any other substance, any other solid that dissolves on Shabbos or Yom Tov is also forbidden because of the gezeira of Noila. Now, according to the Rashba, you have the actual gezeira of Shechita. It would only apply to where you are physically creating the water, like we explained already. And according to the Rashi, it's again a problem of physically creating it, and that would only apply to this case of ice. However, according to the Sefer Truma, where it's a problem of Noila, Sefer Truma says that the same would apply to fat on meat, for example. They talk about a type of pastry called a pastida, which was like a double sort of pastry with meat inside it and had fat inside it. And the fat would congeal, would become solid overnight probably. And then on Shabbat morning, they wanted to then warm it up a little bit in order to be able to eat it. And it couldn't be eaten as it was. And that's the Rashba says that it's forbidden to put this pastry close to the fire in order to dissolve the fat, because the problem of Noila, and this is only according to the Sefer Truma's opinion. But according to the other opinion, there's no problem. Again, according to the Sefer Truma, if you let it stand by itself next to by the chamor, although you haven't done any physical action, you've not done anything to bring about this change, it happens naturally by itself, but nevertheless, since the problem is a question of Noilad and a question of Mukta, according to the Sefer Truma, it's forbidden. Okay, now the Mechaber paskens clearly in Simon Shin Yud Ches, he brings down this case of Pastida. The Mechaber paskens clearly not like the Sefer Truma. And there the Ramah brings, if you look in number 7, there the Ramah brings in that is the Ramah, it's a Hagah, it's not clear that's the Ramah, but you can see there in 7 that's the Mutalitin in Pedo Kenegad Aish, you're allowed to put this pastry Kenegad the fire, and there's no problem of the fat dissolving. And then he brings from the Ramah of the Yesh Machmirin, the last bit, that the Yesh Machmirin, that is the Shitter of the Sefer Shurma, that the Yesh Machmirin to do this. The Nagul Hachmir, the Minagir says the Ramah, this is again from the Ramah to be Machmir. B'mokum where there's a need, we can rely on the first opinion. And there the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Zayin brings according to the Mishnah Berurah, there says that where it's b'mokum tzorech, there even l'chatzchila it's mutter over the Eved, but if you've done it already, b'chol gavna ein lesa, even if there's no tzorech, it's not forbidden. So here you see the Ramah says clearly that the Chatzchila we should be choishish for the Sefer Truma. Except for Mokum Tzorach, then it's Mutter. However, but the Eved, it's okay. That's what the Ramah passed in Shin Yud Tes in connection with Pasida. And here in Shin Chaf, if you look in number 6, in the Sifkot Lamed Hay, there the Mishnah Berurah says, that even by nimuach me'elov it's forbidden because of noilav. It's not comparable to the case of l'toich hakoyis. The hosam will be urim b'mayim ve'ena nika. Just like the Ramah says there that l'chatzchila will chosh for the sefer truma and it's a problem of noilav, and then it's a problem of mukta. Then, if it stands alone by itself, it would be forbidden, and it's not doime l'tzorech hakoyis, because whereas l'tzorech hakoyis is ma'ur of the mayim, and it's not nika. So here you see that the Ramah is choshish l'chatzchila for the sefer truma. Okay, so bottom line, where does that leave us with? That leaves us with the situation where the l'chatzchila we have to be choshish for the sefer truma, i.e., it's clear that you cannot physically crush the ice. Okay, what about putting the ice by itself in a cup? There we have that's the Sefer Truma. So the Chatzchila we have to be concerned for the Sefer Truma, and therefore it's better not to do that. But if you've done it already, it doesn't forbid if you've done it already. The Mokum Tzorech, then again it's Musa. What about putting it Kenegad Eish? So here again, Kenegad Eish. Here we have again the same situation, that according to the Ramban and according to the Rashba and Rashi, it would be okay, whereas according to the Sefer Truma you have a problem. So l'chatzchila you shouldn't do that. Okay, what about stirring it inside the cup? Here we have those two opinions that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, whether the problem applies even inside the cup. So the Mishnah Berurah there did not side with either one, but we see from later on there's another halacha that when it comes to other products like salt or soap or other things there, that then the Mechaber is choshish lechatzchila not to do a ma'aseh b'yadayim, even where the liquid is absorbed with other liquid. Nevertheless, lechatzchila you shouldn't do a ma'aseh b'yadayim in order to break it. That's a lechatzchila tikkadim. So, according to that, although we have a chumrah that comes out of this, that is better not to stir the ice inside the cup, because there we have the doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim in order to break down the liquid, and it's lechatzchila better not to do it. However, but b'di'evin, in none of these situations does it usher the liquid. So to summarize where we're up to, that is really the bottom line, that l'chatzchila you have to be choshish for the sefer truma. So you shouldn't crush the ice. You may put ice cubes into water. Crushing ice in the water l'chatzchila is better not to do it, but the b'di'evad it's okay. You shouldn't put it next to the fire. That would be considered a ma'aseh b'yadayim of crushing it. You may not let the ice dissolve by itself. L'chatzchila, you shouldn't let it dissolve by itself. But again, b'di'evad, it's not a problem. And when it comes to things like fat, where they cannot be eaten by itself, can it be eaten in that situation? There, we're cautious for the Sefer Truma, and there's a problem of Noila. Whereas other types of fat, let's say fish fat or somewhere where you can eat, there is not a problem of Noila. Even the Sefer Truma would agree. And therefore, when it comes to things like ice cream which melts, so you can eat ice cream before you freeze the ice cream, you can eat it as it is. So the change is not considered an adequate change for it to be considered Noila. Similarly, the other way around, where the ice cream melts, you haven't achieved anything. It's not considered to be a Noila, and therefore you may eat the ice cream even in that situation. And then there's one other thing that comes out from this is, what about the other way around? Can you make ice cubes on Shabbos? So it's not clear in the poskim what the halacha is in this situation, but we can work through the Rishonim. According to the Rashba, where the problem is of schita, there's certainly no problem in making an ice cube. It's the reverse process. But what have you done? You haven't squeezed anything out. According to Rashi, where Rashi says it's a problem of creating something, okay, maybe you created something here, you did create, but you could have had exactly the same thing. It's similar to the ice cream. You could have been having, you can drink the water as it is. You've not really created anything. It's just a different state, similar to frozen bread or frozen fish or meat. Just because it's frozen hasn't really changed. It's not really considered a new thing, a creation, a change of process. Even according to Rashi, that should be allowed. The discussion in the poskim is according to the Sefer Truma, whether this would be considered a Noila. The Dov Mishorim passes that you shouldn't do it l'chatchila, and the poskim are choishes for that Dov Mishorim. The Rabbi Shlomo Zalman brings raya's from many places where you see that ice that was developed, that created on Shabbos, does not have the status of Muktzah, and therefore he says that l'chatchila you shouldn't do it, but Mukam HaTzorech is certainly Mutter, and if you've done it already, like we saw in the Sefer Truma, in any situation, that means once you've done it, it's Mutter to benefit from it. Okay.